For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're joined right now by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls presented by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Brett, the host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports every week. And we say good morning to Booney. Brett, how have you been this past week?
Good. And who else would it be with that epic Crazy Town song? Yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable. It warms my heart every Wednesday.
That gets me excited, too, Booney. We were just talking about the dog days. I'm sure you heard us when we came back from break. It doesn't feel like August 21st, right? I mean, there's a lot of teams right now that are, whoo boy, they are counting the days until the season is over. It's been a rough one for a lot of teams. But this one, I mean, these guys look as fresh and energized and energetic and having as much fun as they have all season long. It's been incredible.
Well, when you go on, you know, there's dog days and then there's dog days. These days there's less dog days for teams because there's more playoff spots. So you still got guys grinding. Whereas in past years, a lot of these teams are out of it. Dog days start at the All-Star game. But these Padres, unbelievable. I think, what are they, 22 out of the last 27? Comebacks like last night. You know, I kind of turned the TV off, and then I got to check, and I'll check back in. I'm going, wait a minute, Machado hit a home run. It's tied.
Oh, you turned it off?
I turned it off. Well, I'm flipping. I got a big bandwidth, Woodsy. So I'm watching a lot of different things, and I thought, oh, you know, tonight over, he's pitching pretty good. They're probably not going to win. All of a sudden, it's 3-3.
Yeah, man.
And then it's just Profar with, and then I turn back in, it's 5-3, and then it's 6-5, and I'm like, what happened? I see Profar at the end getting interviewed. I said, they won? So I went back through it, but did it really surprise? I've seen teams go on this run right now. I've been looking at the landscape. I mean, I think it's awesome. You know, I've talked about before how as a player, I don't really like it, because I think the playoff system's a little watered down, and people could put playoffs on their resume, whereas in past years it was a lot harder to get there.
Yep.
That being said, this side of the ledger, watching this, being an analyst, it's good entertainment. And I think it's great what the Padres are going through right now. There's so many teams that could possibly win. And I think at this stage in 2024, if you can sit there and say, well, these are the clear-cut teams that are going to win the World Series, you're crazy.
Yeah, you're nuts.
Because you can't. You know, if you're going to – I'll tell you what, today, if the playoffs start tomorrow, I'll take my chances with this Padre team.
Same.
The way they've been playing and the way that bullpen has really been shored up with the acquisitions at the trade deadline, I'll take them against anybody in baseball. But if you're looking at a big picture, there's 8 teams, really, that could win. I mean, could you say the Dodgers can't, Milwaukee, Philly, Minnesota, Houston, the way they've just emerged from, you know, everybody thought they were dead and buried, Baltimore, Yankees. I mean, there's so many teams that can win. I think this postseason we're in for a real, real treat from an entertainment value. And it's pretty cool to watch this Padre team and what they're doing and the run they're making right now. I mean, 2 months ago, I think another assessment is, well, the Padres are going to be, they're a playoff team, right? But they're not going to contend for this division. They're right in the middle of this thing. I mean, this thing could come down to the wire, and they could win this division. Everybody thought the Dodgers were going to run away and hide. They've had problems of their own, you know, as far as staying healthy. So this division's open. And Arizona, how good are they playing as well? They're right there out of nowhere. So it's really fun. This National League West is shaping up, I think, to be the best division in baseball, and the Padres right now are playing like the best team in baseball.
Brett, for you as a player, how much difference did it make playing in front of 12,000 versus 40,000 in a game? And did it make a difference if it was a home crowd, or did you get just as geared up if you were on the road and there were 40,000 fans cheering against you?
Well, there's nothing better than a packed house at home. I mean, that's the ultimate, because pretty much everybody's pulling for you. But I'd get just as geeked to go into Yankee Stadium in a sellout crowd and everybody yelling at me and hating me. That was just as you know, that adrenaline was just as good. But yeah, you'll always take that home crowd. Over the course of a season, 162 games, the crowds, you know, you go down to Tampa Bay or in the old Miami Stadium before they built the new one, and sometimes there's 8,000 people. Yeah, that is no fun. It doesn't get the adrenaline going. It's raining at BP, and it's going to be one of those hot nights. But you deal with it. You know, you learn in the big leagues. You're a pro, and you go about it, and you have a job to do, and you do it each and every day. And of course, you want those big electric crowds, night game. That's the ultimate. But you've got to deal with it. Nowadays, the crowds. You don't go from 40 to 12 too often. Usually, you know, there's 20,000 people in the crowd wherever you go. So, yeah, definitely the crowd adds to it, and I think the Padres are going to have no problem, especially down the stretch, having pretty darn good crowds. But these guys don't need it right now. I mean, I can just see the looks on they're having a good time, first and foremost. That's the most important thing. You're enjoying your teammates. You're having fun. You don't have to fake it. You know, we can see by your body language, by the look on your face, these guys are having fun, and they're not tired at all right now. Trust me. It's August 21st, and these guys feel like it's April 7th as far as how their bodies feel. When you're on a run like this, it's amazing how those aches and pains are a little less. And then if you go to I'll tell you what, that Chicago White Sox team, those little injuries feel like they need surgery. So that's the difference in having a real fun run and a good team to those real dog days when you're having, you know, you don't have a very good team and you're losing a lot of games. There's a big difference.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking to Brett Boone here on Ben and Woods this morning. All right, Booney, I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you to name some names because Jerickson Profar, we've talked about it this morning. He is he's an irritant. The other team looks at him. They don't like the way he smiles and does the gritty when he hits a home run, celebrates. They don't like him.
MVP of the Padres.
Yeah, 100%, right? And so when you played, were there guys – who are some guys that you played against? You're like, this guy's driving me crazy. Like, I don't know him very well.
But if he was on our team.
If he was on our team, we'd love him. Boy. But, man, this guy's driving me nuts. And not that you don't like playing against and competing against him, but, like, somebody just kind of got under your skin, like, with the way they play.
Well, I found this. Early in my career, I hated everybody.
Yeah.
Every opponent. You know, I was a young, snot-nosed, brash guy myself, and I couldn't stand the opponent, the way they looked, the way they walked, the way they talked. As time went on, and this might have been not a good thing, you know, you get established and you're in the league for 10 or 12 years and you kind of do off-season functions and you go to events where you get to meet these guys.
Right.
95% of the time I'd walk away like, damn it, I can't hate him anymore.
I did not want to like him.
From afar, you know, I don't know if it weakened me as a player as I went on. I'd lost my edge. Like, I love just hating your guts and want to hit you in the face with a frying pan. I spent a little time with you. You know, I went to dinner with you. I had a beer with you. And you're actually a good guy. And I wondered if it took away my head, especially when it was a pitcher. You know, the pitchers are the ones you love to hate.
Of course.
And when I became buddies with a pitcher, I felt like I lost my edge. I'd come to the plate and, hey, that's my buddy and I really like him, and but I got to beat his brains in right now. And did I lose my edge as a hitter? So, yeah, you have those guys, especially early in your career, but as you get to know guys, for the most part, and I know people hate hearing this, most of the guys out there are really good guys. They really are. They really are. There's not too many. There's a handful of guys that I played with or against that I wouldn't mind if I never heard or saw them again in the rest of my life. But for the rest of them, they're pretty good dudes.
Who flipped you, though? Like, who's one that you can remember that flipped you, where you're like, I hate this guy, I'm going to light him up?
Clemens. I wanted to kill him. There's Clemens. There's a good story. My first at bat in the big leagues against Clemens. I'm digging in. I'm scared to death, but I'm not letting you know. I'm a tough guy. I smoke a ball, spin his derby, right through the box, base hit. I steal second. I score. He's yelling at me the whole time. You rookie did it, swinging hard, and I'm yelling back at you, you big, you know. And I'm sitting there inside. I'm just, my heart's Clemens. My next at bat, he hits me in the head.
Oh my God.
Sounds like now, it didn't hit me good. It was a glancing blow, but it was scary. And I'm sitting there going, I got to go get him. I've been in the big leagues like 4 days. I'm like, I got to go get him, but I can't go get him. I'm a rookie. You know, everything's going through your mind.
You're thinking a little Robin Ventura, Nolan Ryan. You don't want that to happen.
No, I wasn't worried. I think I would have fared better than Robin did. And I love Robin. But it wasn't the time or the place. Throughout my career, I held that. I just wanted to kill him. I finally took him deep in New York, and I mean a bomb. And I remember going to an All-Star game, and he was on the other side. I think I don't know if I was in the National League American League. He was in the National League American. We were on separate sides, and I got a request. He said, Roger sent over some items for his son. His son's an upcoming baseball player. He's a second baseman. You're one of his guys. And I just thought, well, the irony here. The irony. Now you want a taste. So I ended up not signing him. I held him there, and I waited till I saw him out on the field, and I said, of course I'll sign him for you, and kind of buried the hatchet at that point. It was just the competitiveness, but for years and years, man, I didn't get him till I was a salty veteran. It took me like 10 years before I took him deep, but it was pretty satisfying. So I held that for a long time, but there's really no guys that I hated. I couldn't stand Bonds, but I respected him so much. Sure. When he stepped into the field, it's like, this guy's so much better than the rest of us. And what am I going to say to him? You know, he'd come out to second base and he'd give you the nonchalant, Booney, what's going on? And I'd be like, yeah, okay, Barry.
Hi,
but
Barry.
I'm like, this guy's the greatest player. It's like I'm talking to Jordan. What do you say? He backs up everything he says. So I really didn't have that hatred, and especially as life went on. And I got to know these guys. It's like, I really didn't hate them. You know, you'd look for that rookie to come up that had some swagger.
Yes.
You can go hate on him because you don't know him yet, you know. But for the most part, pretty good relationship with the guys. And doesn't mean I didn't want to kick their butt.
Sure.
You know, when they're playing against us, I want to go get you. I hated that Yankee team. They broke my heart on a couple occasions in the postseason. But what they accomplished in that group of guys, they were just pros. So it was tough to hate them. You know, you want to hate him, but it's like, man, you got to respect their body of work.
Now, you had the generational thing with Barry, obviously, coming from a baseball family like he did. So I assumed you could relate to him a little bit, at least on that level.
Well, we had three generations, Ben. He only had two.
Yeah, that's fair.
No,
that's
fair. I remember we had words one time in Cincinnati, Bonds and me, you know, kind of a quippy back and forth. And his dad was a coach for the San Francisco Giants. My dad was the bench coach for Cincinnati.
No.
And I kind of made the remark to him, why don't you get your dad, I'll get my dad, and we'll go at it.
Let's go.
And that got Barry to kind of smile at me like, all right, we're really not being serious. I'm just giving you a hard time because I'm a better player than you, right, Brett? And I said, yeah, you are a better player than me. But
God,
he didn't really mean it. So, yeah, we had a little bit of that back and forth, but all in all, you know, Barry, you know how I feel about it. It's the greatest.
He's unreal. Yeah, best I've ever seen. No question.
No.
Scariest guy ever in the place.
So scary. Yeah.
Brett, appreciate it as always.
What'd you say?
What'd you say?
He's playing slow pitch softball. The rest of us are playing big league baseball.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly right.
Thanks, Boone. We'll talk to you next week.
That was awesome.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Odyssey Insider, Brett Boone. Insider Calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I never thought about that. So if your dad was the coach on the other team and there was a benches clearing brawl, theoretically, you could have been out there brawling against your dad.
Yeah, theoretically.
In that game.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Or in that case, have a tag team. You and your dad against Barry Bonds and his dad.
Except they were on opposite teams. That would have been weird. It would have been one guy.
He said
Bonds' dad was coaching with the Giants.
And
Brett was on. They were both on the Reds, so they were a tag team. Got it.
Yeah, the tag team would be a good bit. But I gotta go Team Bonds there. No offense to Brett. They're two units right there. Barry and Bobby Bonds are two absolute units. Not that they're not, but
tough guy catcher,
100%.
Always tough.
Man, that's such a good story about Clemens. Such a good story. Screaming at him for swinging hard.
He said it was only a glancing blow. It's not like Roger said, I'm gonna throw it at his head, but only a glancing
blow.
Right,
I'm just gonna nick this guy.
Forget how much of a lunatic Roger Clemens is.
Love it. This is unreal.
All right, we got an hour to go still. More Padres talk, some Paul Reindl headlines coming up in the Reindl Report. Don't go away. It's Bennett Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.